Bagaimana kabarmu, Saudara Carl? Baik, terima kasih. Dorong kursi yang lain ke belakang, baiklah. Apakah ini milik saya? Ini dia.
Well, it's certainly nice to be back.
Tentu menyenangkan untuk kembali ke rumah Tuhan malam ini.
And
dan
especially this one because I had the privilege of dedicating this house,
mendedikasikan rumah Tuhan ini beberapa waktu yang lalu.
When our precious brother Sherit,
kita yang mulia Sherit membangun tempat ini,
and we dedicated
dan kami mendedikasikannya kepada Tuhan bagi pelayanannya.
And it's good to be in the house of God at any time.
Di rumah Tuhan kapan saja, bukan begitu? Ini benar-benar tempat yang menyenangkan.
And down here in this
sini,
frigid zone,
di daerah yang dingin ini.
Or I come down here to get away from the cold weather, and I got right in.
Saya langsung ke dalamnya sana.
I hope I didn't bring you all this trouble.
Saya harap saya tidak membawa semua masalah kepada Anda.
Well, you know, they say summer takes its winter's rest out here. And maybe the winter come to look in on it, see how it gets along.
Melihat bagaimana cocok.
But it's good to be here anytime. I've always had a feeling for
Phoenix.
Since a little boy.
Sejak kecil.
I love Phoenix.
Saya suka Phoenix.
And Phoenix was my
dan
first place
Phoenix
to ever preach to people that wasn't white race of people.
Kulit putih.
That was the Indians.
Itu adalah orang
I went
Indian.
Up to the
saya
reservation.
Pergi ke sebuah tempat penampungan.
I guess there may be people here tonight remember
ada orang
since I made God a promise on a platform.
Ketika saya membuat janji kepada Allah
he would heal an alcoholic and a woman with
TB.
I go to the reservation
saya akan pergi ke tempat penampungan itu untuk melayani orang-orang Indian itu.
And,
dan
they reminded me
mereka
of
mengingatkan saya tentang hal itu.
Both of them were healed and I went up to the Apache. Reservation.
Penampungan Apache.
And there the Lord
dan di sana Tuhan memberi
victory.
Kami kemenangan yang besar.
I can't think of that lady's name.
Saya tidak bisa ingat nama wanita yang sembuhkan dari kanker.
An outstanding case. At least she's a missionary.
Sebuah kasus yang luar biasa. Saya percaya dia seorang misionaris di sana.
Best I remember.
Di sidang jemaat Allah yang terbaik yang saya ingat. Kami pergi dengan dia, Mitchell.
And that's right.
Dan itu benar.
Is there anybody here was long in that meeting up there at the reservation?
Pertemuan di sana tempat penampungan itu. Pada malam itu,
I thought yes, that's right.
Ya, saya rasa itu benar.
I thought I was going to be up against it. I couldn't make them understand what I was meaning.
Mereka mengerti apa yang saya maksudkan.
Now, I never forget
saya tidak akan pernah melupakan malam itu.
There was a
itu adalah
long after I'd
lama setelah saya berkhotbah beberapa waktu
and told them about
memberitahu mereka tentang Kristus.
I was standing on the steps of the
tangga aula misi itu.
They had the place full
dan mereka memiliki tempat yang
penuh
sesak.
So I was talking
maka
to them.
Semua ada
one outstanding
dua.
Thing
jadi
that night was the old Indian brother they brought in on a pole.
Itu mereka membawa ke atas papan.
And long sometime towards
dan
morning.
Lama sekali sampai pagi.
And they were wet where they'd walked
mereka basah,
across
di mana mereka
river,
telah berjalan di
menyeberangi
sungai itu memberikan sana di suatu tempat membawanya masuk ke dalam.
Fella,
saya bertanya kepada pemuda itu.
I said, aren't you afraid you take pneumonia?
Apakah kamu tidak takut kalau
Jesus Christ take care of me, I bring my dad.
Saya membawa ayah saya.
Good.
Bagus.
I said, you believe he'll be healed? Yes,
dia akan sembuh?
Shaking with palsy.
Dia gemetaran karena
a few young boys were packing.
Kedua anak laki-laki itu mengemasinya.
I prayed for the old man.
Saya berdoa
man.
Untuk orang
tua itu. Screaming,
bersaat, saya mendengar
the old man had to board on his own back.
Bahwa orang tua yang memiliki kemampuan dipunyai itu berputar-putar melambaikan semua.
Just simple faith
hanya
to believe.
Iman sederhana untuk percaya. Itu saja yang diperlukan.
Remember that night?
Saya ingat malam itu.
Sweet old Indian
seorang
woman.
Seorang tua Indian yang manis.
She had long braids
yang memiliki rambut panjang berkepang yang menggantung ke bawah
crutches.
Dan dia memiliki tongkat ketiak.
And they were
dan mereka
very home constructed. They like
senang membangun rumah.
Sticks with a piece
mereka
of board,
seperti tongkat sapu dengan sepotong
papan like
di atas mereka seperti sepotong papan
around.
Kayu yang tebal dan
and
kemudian
really,
dibungkus
the next
kain
one to come
di sekitarnya dan
sebuah
yang berikutnya datang ada di barisan datang dari dalam gedung tapi ada seorang bocah
Indian
kecil
strong,
laki kecil yang sangat kuat dan dia mengalahkan bisa mereka semua masuk ke dalam barisan dan seorang tua yang malah berusaha mengeluarkan tongkatnya dan ia melihat dua atau tiga penyembuhan sebelum dia masuk ke taman antrian. Dan saya pikir ketika saya melihat saya dan mereka yang besar banyak ikut air mata mengalir pipi
berpikir
dia ibunya seseorang.
I never said one word
saya tidak pernah mengucapkan sepatah kata kepada dia, tidak pernah berdoa untuknya
she
apapun. Dia hanya menatap saya dan
and as she
seperti
did,
yang dia lakukan
she,
dia baru saja menyerahkan tongkat itu dan berjalan lagi.
That simple.
Sederhana itu.
My son is trying to gear me up here. Can you hear that better? Bisakah Anda mendengar dengan baik? Read a story
today
about a pig
seekor babi
being taken to the sanctuary.
Bawa tempat kudus.
And saya kira I guess you noticed. Now that feels better anyway.
Biar bagaimanapun saya merasa lebih baik.
That's the way life goes.
Got itulah cara menghidupkannya. Bagaimanapun juga ada banyak simpul dalamnya. Bukan demikian?
Now,
orang-orang sedang berdiri,
and
dan kami tidak mau mengambil lebih banyak waktu dari yang mungkin dapat kami lakukan.
And
dan Anda adalah
nice
orang yang baik.
To,
sampai saya ingin berbicara dalam waktu yang lama dengan Anda.
Long time to you.
Dan sekarang kami di sini dalam kunjungan dengan
Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship.
And the original convention
is being held over at the Ramada,
Ramada
beginning the last part
of, dari, let's see,
what is the date?
24th to the 28th
at the Ramada,
Ramada Inn.
And there's going to be some marvelous speakers over there, Brother
Oral Roberts
and many others. We always have a good time.
Selalu mendapatkan waktu yang baik.
When the people come together like that, we have a great time at this
Ramada Inn.
It might be that Brother Oral and I might hold a healing service.
That would
just be fine. So we never have had one together. I don't know what you think about having one. You and I together, but I'm willing. He can stand. We'll try. And then
kami akan
pray for the sick
berdoa untuk orang sakit.
And we haven't been holding healing services. If you've noticed, we haven't been giving out prayer cards or nothing because of the congestion of the small churches. When the people, you can't hardly get the people in and out. And then when you do, it causes a conglomeration mixing around. And Fire Marshal wouldn't appreciate that, so we just kind of omitted the healing services so far in the meetings. And just been trying to bring a simple little gospel message to, and your presence and cooperation with me, your prayer for me, encourages me to be here, and I hope the little message encourages you to continue on being living for Christ. And I notice many times the people come from one church to the other, and that gets us all acquainted, and we just get real chummy with one another. I like that. We might as well step together here in heavenly places because we're going to that kind of a place where we'll be together in heavenly places. In heaven. There was a little line of criticism I got the other day in the mail. It might pass it on while we're trying to adjust your feeling. You see, a minister knows you have to say something, another kind of adjust yourself to the audience to you. There was a businessman packed the article in the businessman's voice of a little, I think we just got to call it a vision. And it was a little different usually from visions. And I was, I've been taken from where I was at, up, looked, it looked to me much further than the roof of that building. And there I was in another place where I seen all those who had passed on. Many of you read the article, of course. And in there, after he told me them was, who they were, they all were young again, and they were real. I always was afraid to die, not afraid that I'd be lost. I didn't want to be a spirit. I wanted to be a human man, because I always understood as a man, shake people's hands, and I think, what if I get there? I meet Brother Rose. He'd be a little white cloud or something. I know it was Brother Rose with some other sense, but I couldn't shake his hand and talk to him. I wonder, wouldn't that be awful? But I thought then when I return back, of course, I'll have a resurrection. That scripture had never
appeared to me before.
That if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one.
Kita sudah memiliki satu tabernakel yang menunggu.
So that morning I got up, I was thinking, boy, you're 50 years old. You go do anything for the Lord, you better hurry up. You'll be too old later.
Kamu akan menjadi
tua. All at once I was caught up into this place and looked back and
melihat kembali dan melihat diri saya sendiri.
Never had that experience.
Pernah mengalami itu.
Many times I've had visions. Seeing myself standing somewhere and then
berdiri suatu tempat.
If you don't understand it, you think you lost your mind. You're here watching yourself there and then you leave here and you're in yourself there. It's maybe way back years ahead and so forth. It's hard to explain. You can't explain. You can't explain God. You got to believe Him.
See?
If you can explain it, then there's no more faith. You just have to believe it. And after he had told me to send all these people and they had bodies, they couldn't be sin. A man and women, those women were hugging me. And they were women, but there were no possibility of ever being sin again because, see, the glands of our bodies will be changed there. We're different sects now because that's for reproducing the world and our marriage to bring children, but then there'll be no more need of that. There'll be no more children born. We won't have sex glands in the new world. Not at all. But yet, the woman will be woman, and the statue, and so will man be man. But there will be no more male and female among them in that way. And then glands won't be in, so there'll be no way of all for Satan to ever play another trick on them. So, in that, I noticed these women run up and throw their arms around him and say, "Our precious brother, I am so happy that you are here." Now, it was amazing. All of them young, almost prettiest women, long hair, dresses, long, you know, the black robes, white, silk-like robes, and how pretty they looked. And here come brethren, Justin, the most handsome man I ever seen, looked like all about 20 years old, and their eyes sparkly, just every ounce of man. And I wondered, and they were picking me up and hugging me and saying, "Our precious brother, I look back down and can see myself down here, laying down." Well, that's strange. And then I asked, there's a real lovely lady come up to her arms around me and said, "Oh, Brother Bram, we're so happy you're here, our precious brother." Now look at her, she went away. And that voice that was talking to me said, "Don't you recognize her?" I said, "I do not." Said she was past 90 when you led her to Christ. There she was, the most beautiful thing I looked at in the way of a woman. And I said, "No wonder she said, precious brother." See? Now she can never change no more. She's that way for eternity. I said, "I want to see Jesus." So he's higher than this. Someday he will come. And you'll be judged by the gospel that you preached. Because you were the leader. I said, "Well, will Paul have to be judged by his crowd?" He said, "Yes." I said, "I preached the same gospel he did. Just exactly the way he said it, that's the way I said it." And then millions of voices screamed out, "We're resting on that." Then a strange thing happened. I used to have a little saddle horse. And I called him Prince. How I loved that little horse. I used to ride him every morning before school and run the traps. And I seen this little old horse come up to me and lay his head across my shoulder and nicker. I patted him and said, "Prince, I knew you'd be here." I felt something lick my hand. It was my old coon dog. He put me in school. Furnished my clothes, honey. I said, Prince, I know you'd be here too. Then I felt something happen. I was going back. I was wrote in the Christian businessman's voice, and a minister wrote me the other day and said, "I appreciated that vision, Brother Branham. It sounded all very good until you mentioned horses. Heaven is made for human beings. There's no such a thing as horses in heaven." But I said, I answered him back, I said, "Brother, I never said I was in heaven. I was asking where Jesus was and he was still beyond." I said, "But if it might help you a little, in the book of Revelation it says when Jesus left the heavens of heavens, he was riding a white horse. And all the hosts of heaven was following him on white horses. So that was coming from heaven out of heaven. And what made me feel so good when I started to go back, he said, all that you ever loved and all that ever loved you, God has given to you. Some bright day on the other side, it'll be different. I just can't afford people to miss that place. Don't do it. Whatever you do, don't be afraid. There's no need to be scared. There's nothing to be afraid of. Oh, when I thought to come back, it made me sad. Well, I have to go back again. Well, I have to go back to what I was afraid of being. See, and then when we come to the resurrected body, then we will eat and drink. They didn't eat and drink. They had no need of eating and drinking. They wasn't going nowhere, and there wasn't time. It was just, there's no word that I could use. It was perfect. That wouldn't make it. It's beyond what I call perfect. They just arrived at that place, and it was wonderful. So all... Listen, friends, I think I'm in my right mind, and I know it sounds strange, but I've never been able, never tried to explain to people these things, many things, it's beyond explaining, and you'd only confuse the people's mind. But if I could and felt to do so, it would be alarming. But notice this, I say this, don't be afraid. Death is just a scarecrow trying to keep you away from something. My, it's so glorious. It's beyond anything that you could think of. No wonder the Bible said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it hasn't entered the hearts of man what God has for them in store. All just to look past the curtain of time. Then I've tried harder ever before in life to try to win people to Christ since then. You can't afford to miss it. Don't do it. Be sure that you're right with God and other things will be all right. Now, I just got a few notes wrote down here. I thought I would speak a little bit tonight from, and I think tomorrow night we're way up in about 20 miles from here, Mesa. And then the next night at Tempe. And I've got the schedule in my pocket here out of the paper Brother Williams gave me, but I've been pretty busy. I just haven't looked it over yet. Billy just comes again and says, we're going so and so and so and so. Here we go. Then I get over here and he tries to choke me. Now, is everybody feeling real religious? Amen. Real good. That's fine. Now let us just bow our heads now as we have just our little senses of humor and of expressing we're children, and we rally and talk as children, and we even God has a sense of humor. So let us bow our heads now and speak to Him before we read His word. While we have our heads bound, is there those in here who does have a request for prayer? Let it be known by your lifted hand. God bless you. Let us bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we are coming into Thy presence now as we bow our heads and our hearts in humility. We are approaching by faith beyond the moon and stars to the throne of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because we are sure that if we come in His name, that You are going to hear us. We will be accepted in Your presence through His name. What a privilege it is to know that we are accepted in the presence of God through the name of Jesus Christ. And He told His Father that whatever we asked in His name, that You, in Your abundance of mercy and grace, would pardon our sins and would give to us our desire. Bapak, Father, kami we're so happy for itu. That. There's not
tidak
another thing that we could think of that would be a higher privilege than to have this privilege. It would be a privilege for we American citizens to approach our president. And all we have to do to go through, to get to approach the president for just the moment of time, to take up a moment of his busy schedule.
We have to go through offices
and every way to get to come. And have to state our reasons and it would have to be examined before we'd have that privilege. But to think of it, the God creator of heavens and earth is waiting for us to approach. We unworthy sinners. He's waiting for us to approach in the name of the Lord Jesus with the assurance that we will be granted what we ask for. If we can only believe that we will, then we'd watch our request very close and know that we would not speak foolishly or ask foolishly. And if we would, we pray you pardon us, Lord. And we're asking tonight for mercy upon each one of these hands that was up. May their request be granted to them, Lord. May they feel assurance in their heart right now that while we're in your presence, that when we open our eyes and raise up our heads from the dust which you molded us, may we feel that anchored assurance that we have been granted that what we ask for. We would ask for those, Lord, perhaps in the building tonight that has never come into your presence by the way of prayer to ask pardon for sin. May this be the night that something will be said or something done or some acting of the Holy Spirit that would cause their hearts to quiver and ask that pardoning grace. Heal the sick. Lord, we pray that you grant to them tonight the assurance that the prayer of faith is now being prayed and it shall save the sick. Or we could say and add this and that's thus saith the Lord. For it is written in the word of the Lord. Now, Father, we pray that you'll bless these a little comments that's been provided here today for your word. Pull from this reading a context to every heart. And if I should fail in any way, Lord, and miss the unction of the Holy Spirit, may he in divine grace go with the word and place it in the heart where it was supposed to be. And may we tonight see the hand of the Almighty stretch across this building and do things that would be the exceeding abundance above all that we could do or think. When we leave tonight and go to our different homes, may we be able to say like those that came from Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us along the way, for we asked it in his name. Amen. Now, many people kindly write down and the text that a minister uses. And if you wish to now, I would like to read two places in the Holy Script. That is in Genesis, the 22nd chapter. We will go first and read, and then in St. John 12:32, we'll read for the second part of the Script. Now, in John and Genesis 22, we begin with the 7th verse of the 22nd chapter. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering." So they went, both of them together.
Dan and now,
in St. John 12:32, we read these words from our Lord's lips.
Tuhan,
and aku, be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And now, for a text that I would like to speak from on this, is accepting God's provided way for the end time. Let me quote that again, because on the tapes, I believe we're taking these messages, and on the tapes that we have some 500 texts that I guess are preached from, they got something similar to that, but not exactly this. Accepting God's provided way at the end
time.
You know, there's many ways that people take, but really there's only two ways that a man can go. That's the right way and the wrong way. And all of us here tonight, we're on one of those roads. The right one or the wrong one. There's no middle ground. Jesus said you cannot serve God and man, meaning the world. We're either right or wrong. And now, if we'll just get away from our own way, is the only way we can get in God's way. And God has made a provided way for everything. He's provided the way. And where we get in trouble is not following that way and injecting into it our own way. And that makes a perversion.
Penyimpangan.
And anything that's perverted is not dependable.
Dapat diandalkan.
So God has a way, and let's just look at some of His ways. Let's take something in nature. Because nature was my first Bible. I know God's a creator, and He created nature, and He lives in His creation in nature. Let's take, for instance, the tree. I just pulled up under one a few moments ago out there, Billy did, and the limbs on it, I know the leaves falling. Now, we have never been able, and we never will be able, to find a better way for a tree to hide its life through the winter than God's provided way for it to hide itself. Now, what if we tried to manufacture some other way than the regular provided way for the tree? What if every August or September in the land, especially where I come from, the north, if we would have to go out to the apple orchard and get some kind of an instrument and place it into the tree along about August as the apples are ripened, and pull the life out of the tree and take it into a good warm place and keep it through the winter, the life sap life out of the tree, and place it in a good warm container and keep it till spring, and then inject it back into the tree. You know, that would never work. It would never be so. And to try to do it would only kill the tree. But God has a way to take care of that life through the winter. God made a way, knowing that winter would come on the tree. He made a way for it. I had the privilege of leading a 75-year-old infidel to Christ for that not long ago. Mr. Wood, a neighbor of mine, and he was a Jehovah's Witness by faith, and he had a boy that was crippled, had a leg drawn up under him. And his wife, I believe, belonged to the the Anderson movement of the Church of God. And they come to Louisville, Kentucky, where they lived out of a little place called Crestwood, about 30 miles from
Louisville.
And at the meeting there at the auditorium, they seen a girl that was had this here disease that she's turning to chalk or stone. And she had already paralyzed her way above her hips that she hadn't moved for all several months. And it come from her feet. She was prayed for one night, and the next day she was running up and down steps just as hard as she could go. And Mr. Wood brought his son. Of course, he never got in the meeting, and immediately after that, I was taken overseas, went over for our Lord, and on the return, I was having a meeting up at in Ohio, and he brought the boy named David, and he was sitting way back, almost a half a city block, and the Holy Spirit came in and said, "There is a man here tonight." And he and his wife sat way back in the back, never saw him in life, and said, "The man name is Wood. He is a contractor. He has a crippled boy and had polio that dropped one limb up under him. But thus saith the Lord, the boy is healed. Him not being used to such, the boy sat there for a while, and after a bit, his mother said, David, why don't you try to stand up? And when he stood up, the leg was as normal as the other. The man sold his business and moved over next door neighbor. Oh, he's such a lovely brother. The other morning when he knew I was coming out here for extended time, about daylight when I left home, there he stand out on the street crying like that. He's like, you're going to go with me. And he hugged me and went on down the lane. Such a wonderful brother. He's been a real chum to me. We were down in the state of Kentucky squirrel hunting about 3 years ago. And it got real dry, and if any of you Eastern people know what a gray squirrel is, Houdini, the escape artist, is an amateur to him when he's scared. So I love to hunt them, so we hunted with 22 rifles. And we'd hunted, I was on my vacation, about 2 weeks, and we've been camping out, and it was very dry. And you can just walk through the woods and break a leaf, and that little fella, oh my, you just can't see him, he's gone. So Brother Wood said, Brother Branham, I know a place down here that's got deep hollers. How many knows what a holler is? What part of Kentucky you from? That's what they call it down in Kentucky. Down here, I believe you call it a canyon or something, where the water goes down the branch. And you get those deep places, and it's still damp, and you can walk and not make noise. He said, but the old fella is an infidel. Oh, he hates preachers. And I'd only been in the country once before, and that was in a meeting. And I said, all right, you go. You know him? He said, he knows my dad really well. I said, let's go ask him because we're not doing any good here. And we went over in his little truck and up to the woods and down the hills. No, finally, we arrived at a little place, and there was two old men sitting under an apple tree. It's about the 20th of August. And so he got out of the truck, went over, and he said, my name is Wood. Said, I am Banks Wood. He said, I wonder if it would be all right if we hunted on your place. He said, are you Jim Wood's boy? Now, his daddy is a leader in the Jehovah's Witness, or he was. And the whole family come to Christ, everyone by visions, everyone tell him just what would happen, and it did just that way. Oh, I wish I could stop and tell you this, that family story, how they come in. Every one of the children in the kingdom of God now, baptized with the Holy Ghost.
And
so when Banks accepted it, his all these people excommunicated him. That was all. He was out. But one by one, each one of them passing by to say hello to him, the Holy Spirit would catch him and tell him things, and then they'd come in, and then they'd go tell some other, and he'd come and tell him something, and he'd come. That's where the whole family come into Christ. And so when we got out of the, he got out of the truck, and he said to the man, he said, are you Jim Wood's son? He said, yes. Said, Jim Wood is an honest man. Yes, sir, help yourself, hunt where you want to. He said, thank you. Said, I brought my pastor along with me. He said, Wood, you don't mean you've got low down enough to have to carry a preacher with you wherever you go. I thought it was time for me to get out. So I got out of the truck, I walked around, you southern hunting partners, I know you're in here.
And how
bloody and dirty and whispers about that one, you know, hadn't had a bath for 2 weeks. So I got out of the truck, sidled over, and he looked me up and down 3 times, I guess he's a preacher. I said, how do you do? He said, how do you do? And so Mr. Wood started to introduce me as who I was, my pastor. And he said, before he got a chance to do it, the old man said, well, he said, I'll tell you right now. He said, I'm supposed to be an infidel. I've got a use for you guys to call yourself preacher. I said, yes, sir. All right. I said, that's two opinion. And he said, well, you know, I'm an infidel. I said, don't believe that'd be worth bragging about. Do you think so? He said, well, I reckon not. So I said, I thought in my heart, Lord, if you ever help me, you do now. So the other old man saying, I never said nothing. Oh, slouch hat, I don't know why, I know what it is, stole up a twine card. You know. And so they sat there a little bit. And so he said, you know what I got against you, fellas? You're barking up the wrong tree. How many know what that means? Barking up the wrong tree. That's a lying dog, you know, that barks up the wrong tree. The game's done gone from there. There ain't nothing up there. So he said, you fellas are barking up a tree. There's nothing up there. In other words, you're talking about God. There isn't such a thing as God. Well, I said, of course, we believe that. He said, well, you might, but I don't. I said, well, it's all right. And he said, you see that old chimney up there on the hill? I said, yes, sir. But I was born up there. And said, my dad built this place down here. We moved down when I was about 16 years old. After the death of my father, I took the place, raised my family. I've been here 76 or 78 or something like that years. He said, I've looked constantly every day through the skies, I've looked all over the woods, I've looked all over the ground, and I have never seen anything that looks like a God. I said, well, that's too bad. And he said, that's the reason I think that you fellows are barking up the wrong tree.
Anda sedang menyala. I
said, yes, sir. Then something happened. I looked up to the tree. I looked down and the apples laying on the tree. I said, you mind if I have one of them apples? He said, help yourself. The yellow jackets are eating them up. You know what yellow jackets is, I'm sure. So I got down and got a hold of the apples and rubbed it on my trouser leg, you know, and I talk about that's a dandy apple. Said, yes, I said, how old is that tree? He said, I planted there. Let's see, it's 47, 48 years old, something like that. But I planted a little bitty sprout. So I picked it up from somewhere away, somewhere else, and brought it over here. I said, yes, sir. And I said, does it bear each year? Every year, it bears fine apples. He said, we can a lot of apples out of there. And I said, well, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. And I said, you know, here it is, only the 15th of August. And I said, it's 90 in the shade nearly all the time. And I said, it's strange that all them leaves are falling off of that tree. And we haven't had no frost. And he said, oh, that's the sap has gone back to the root. Oh, I said, is that what it is? He said, yes. I said, it goes back to the root. What far? He said, well, if it stayed up there, the winter would kill it. I said, kill what? He said, the tree. Germ of life is in that sap, goes down, hides down the roots. I said, oh. I said, well, that, what about, he said, well, he said, that's nothing unusual. And I said, no, no, that's just the act of nature. He said, you know, I want to tell you something. He said, before you go any further, I want to say this. That I did hear of a preacher one time, that I'd like to hear once, if he ever comes to this country again, I want to hear him. Oh, that's nice. I said, he said, he was over here in Acton about 2 years ago in a campaign out on the Methodist fair grounds out there, the Methodist campground. And Banks, that's Brother Woods, I said. And he said, I forget what the man's name was. And I said, you know, he's never been in this country before. He said, oh, lady, somebody lives up here about a mile up on the hill, said she was dying with cancer. And they took her to Louisville 120 miles, and the doctors cut her open, and her whole stomach is wrapped in intestines and all with cancer. And they could do nothing for her. And said, then They brought her, sewed her up and brought her back. And my wife and I, being going up every day, they couldn't raise her up no more. We just had to pull the draw sheet and change her bed. And said, we've been going up there for several weeks. She had been just looking any night for her to die or any time. And said, her sister lives back over on another creek. You know, that's where you dig down there. It's not a road, it's a creek. Over on another creek, I heard somebody laugh. It's full of Kentuckians in here. Well, I was born on what they call Little Rennick. My grandpa lived on Big Rennick that empties into the Bumshell Creek. Right down Little Rennick. Runs out down to Casey's Park and runs right on into the Cumberland River. Now, that's just across Greenbrier Ridge, where my mother was born up on Greenbrier Ridge. And he said, this woman lived over on another place, and said, that's about 20 miles from here. And she come that night and was sitting way back at the back of that campground, and said, this preacher, when he was up on the there, he prays for the sick. And said he was telling the people about who they were and all about. Said this woman got in late and she didn't get one of them cards that they were giving out. And said this preacher turned around to her and told her, said, you know, you lady sitting back there, you are so and so. And tonight when you left home, you put a little handkerchief in your pocketbook with a blue figure in the corner of it. Said, and you've got a sister named so-and-so. And said, she's dying with cancer of the stomach. I just saw it in a vision. Now, take that handkerchief and go lay it on her, and thus saith the Lord, she'll be made well. He said, and the lady, that night we heard the awfulest noise up on the hill. I thought they had the Salvation Army up there. He said, about midnight, and we thought the old lady died. And he said, you know what? Me and my wife went up the next day to see if we could offer comfort early in the morning. And there she sat at the table with the coffee pot, just pouring coffee, and her and her husband was eating half moon fried apple pies for breakfast. I mean, it was like the half moon apple pie. You know, I'm at home now. That was just, I love them, and I like sorghum molasses on them. And I've looked all over this place for sorghum molasses, and if I get back here again, I'm just going to bring me a bucket, because I just can't hardly get along without it. And you know, I use a lot of them because I'm kind of a Baptist, you know. I don't believe in sprinkling them cakes. I just baptize them all over real good. And I pour the molasses on them heavy. So then he said she was eating it. I said, this is it. I said, now you don't mean that. Well, he said, go right up there and see for yourself. That's been 2 years ago. And said, she don't only do her own work, she does a neighbor's work. Now see, he was preaching to me then. You know, my mama used to say, give the cow enough rope, it'll hang itself. So that's not right. He got his own foot in his own mouth that time when he said, go up there and look. I said, now look, sir. You mean the doctors cut that woman open and found her with cancer? That's right. And I said, and sold her up. And then you mean to tell me that man over there, 15 miles from here, saw that woman and told exactly what would happen when they laid the handkerchief, and that woman got over that cancer? I said, go right up there. I'll tell you how to get there. I said, no, I'm taking your word. I said, I'm taking your word. I said, yes, sir. Yeah. I said, eating this apple all the time, chewing it. I said, that's a fine apple. I said, I want to ask you a question. What made that sap leave the tree and go down into the roots? Well, he said it had to preserve its life for the winter. I said, the next spring it comes back bringing you another bunch of apples. Right. And I said, now, I want to ask you something. What intelligence runs that sap, say here, it's fall. Go back down in the roots and hide. If you don't, the winter will kill you. Go back down into the roots and stay there until spring. And then when it warms up and gets just right, I come back up, bring up some more apples for this guy. Now you know that's bodily life. It has no intelligence of its own. Then tell me what intelligence sends that life down into the root of that tree. It has no intelligence of its own. He said, that's just nature. I said, then take a bucket of water and set it on that post out there and see if nature will run it down the fall here and bring it back to spring. No, sir. What is it?
Apakah itu?
Now, aside for a minute, it's God's provided way.
Itu cara yang disediakan Allah.
It only operates the way hanya God provides for it. A little boy says, "Get down to the roots," and down it goes. Now it does that without any intelligence. What ought we to do by the same God speaking to us?
Oleh Allah yang sama yang sedang berbicara kepada kita.
But we got a right to refuse or to accept, and mostly we refuse.
Sebagian dari kita
the tree can't refuse. It only knows one routine,
hanya
that's all they have.
Itu patuhi tuannya.
Well, he said, "I never had thought of that
aku
before."
Belum pernah sebelumnya.
And I said, "I'll tell
saya
you what.
Anda,
you think over a long time while we go
sekali,
hunting,
kami
and when I come
dulu,
back, you tell me what it is. What tells that tree Seth to go down into the roots
itu,
and stay for the winter and come back again next spring? When you find out what intelligence that controls that tree life and says go down in the root and come back, I'll tell you, it's the same intelligence that told me to go put that handkerchief on the woman and she'd be made well." He said, "Tell you."
I
said, "Yes, sir."
Ya,
I said, "What was that man's name? Do you remember?" He said, "I can't think of it." I said, "Wasn't Brandon?" He said, "That's it." I said, "I'm Brother
Brandon."
There on that spot, he raised up, took a hold of my hand. He said, "For once in my life, I see what you mean. I led him to Christ. Last year I was down there.
Sana.
He's passed on.
Dia meninggal dunia.
The mercies of God."
Rahmatnya Allah.
There sat his wife under a tree
pohon,
peeling apples
apel,
off the same tree.
Pohon yang sama.
I walked up and I said, "May I go hunting?" She said, "We don't allow any
hunting."
I said, "I'm sorry. I thought I had permission." She said, "Who'd you get permission from?" I said, "Your husband." And she said, "My husband is dead." I said, "Just recently died." And he said, "Yes, he never gave people permission." I said, "Out under this apple tree, last year I was down here and we were talking about this tree." She said, "Are you Brother Branham?" She dropped the apple. She said, "Brother Branham, he died in the victory of Jesus Christ." Last testimony. What is it? Just seeing, not trying to go through all the mathematics of how it happens, but just a simple little thing. Watching God provide a way and something keeping in the way. See, the same intelligence that would say to a dumb tree, "Go down and hide for your life," that same intelligence was the one who showed a vision of the woman, and he caught it, and he could not deny it. Either one, there stood the tree, and there was a woman.
Amen.
God's provided way. Neither have they ever found a better way for a chicken to get out of an eggshell than to peck his way out.
Daripada mematuk jalannya.
They haven't got any better way.
Mereka punya cara yang lebih baik.
Science has never been able to produce anything else.
Jika Anda memecahkan cangkangnya,
if you crack the shell to take him out, it will kill him.
Itu akan membunuhnya.
He'll die.
Dia akan mati.
He must follow God's provided way in order to live. Amen.
Amen.
That works on human beings
juga
too.
Bekerja pada manusia.
He's
dia
equipped. Did you ever notice a little chicken when he gets out of the shell?
Dia keluar
he's
dari
got an
itu,
extra little beak up on his shell.
Kecil di
a little white scratcher.
Putih.
And the little
dan
fella in there,
sana,
just as life begins to come,
datang,
he begins to nod his little head.
Kepalanya.
What does that do? That little scratcher scratches the shell and makes it thin. As he gets a little more life, he begins to hammer with that little thing. And after he's already out of the shell, he don't need it anymore, so it just drops off. And the thing that does, it's protection for the end of his bill. If it wasn't so, he'd have a deformed bill and couldn't pick up his green. Oh, my. God's provided way.
Cara yang telah disediakan Allah
of survival.
Untuk bertahan hidup.
God fixes him up
Allah
just the way to get out
there. Cara dia
there's no
sana.
Better way.
Tidak ada cara yang lebih baik.
Anything else would kill him. He must come
dia
God's provided way. Now if you try to manufacture
Allah
some way or figure out some way, you'll kill it.
Cara,
that's what's
menunya
the matter with the Christian church today. It's tried to
dia
accept some manufactured way instead of beat its way through to the kingdom of God.
Dalam kerajaan Allah.
It's tried some
sudah
other way.
Dengan cara yang lain.
And it won't work.
Itu tidak akan berhasil.
You kill your patient. You kill
Anda.
Your
bayi
baby.
Anda.
God's baby, but trying to manufacture some way. Oh, there's no need of this here boo-hoo crying. There's no need of this, all this. Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
There's no need of this dying unless there's death that cannot be
birth.
Birth only comes by the substance of death. Lest a corner wheat falls in the ground and dies, it abides alone. It must rot and get into corruption, and then from that corruption springs forth life. No other way will work. It must first corrupt and be corrupted. And that's why we must be dying to ourselves and be born anew of the Holy Spirit. Well, they haven't found any better way for a chicken to get out of the shell than to peck his way through. That's God's provided way for him. And he's equipped to do it.
Untuk melakukannya.
God wouldn't provide a way without providing an instrument. So he provided the way and provided the instrument for the chicken to freeze
itu,
Amen.
Amen.
Now,
sekarang,
neither have they ever found any better idea for ducks and geese to come south from the north
selatan,
than
utara,
to swarm in that flower way down.
Dan kemudian terbang turun.
No other way.
Tidak ada cara lain.
You see, before
lihat,
they fly down south
selatan,
or fly from the south back north,
utara,
they swarm first.
Mereka berkerumun.
Before they
sebelum
leave their grounds or homes
atau rumah mereka,
to a new home,
ke sebuah rumah
they
yang baru,
swarm.
Maka mereka berkerumun.
Bees does the same thing.
Hal yang sama.
They swarm.
Mereka berkerumun.
That's a nature.
Itulah sifatnya.
What is it?
Apa itu?
They have a revival.
Mereka memiliki sebuah kebangunan rohani.
They all swarm and get together. You never heard such a noise in your life.
Anda tidak pernah mendengar kebisingan yang seperti itu dalam hidup Anda.
And before we can ever leave this habitation to a new one, we got to swarm in a revival.
Dalam sebuah kebangunan rohani.
Oh, you get around
Anda
a bunch of ducks and geese and you're hearing some jabbering all your life.
Anda tidak mendengar begitu banyak.
What are they having a revival? They're fixing to take you there.
Sebuah kebangunan rohani. Mereka bersiap untuk terbang.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what we need today is a swarming revival. No other way. Not membership. God doesn't count majorities. He counts sincerity in his provided way. Now, they have never found anything else to take his place. There could not be a better way.
Lebih baik.
Now, for instance, what if science is saying, poor little duckies, we just don't want them to swarm anymore.
Lagi.
And we're going
dan
to draw a net over them before they get ready to swarm, and we're going to turn them right into a coop,
kandang,
and we're going to carry them down south. That's like run them into some organization or something, coop them up somewhere. That's on his way to a slaughter. He knows he's going to a slaughterhouse when he gets to the coop.
Ketika dia masuk
kerungan. But when he's going, God's provided way, he's far like that.
Dia jauh dari itu.
So, maybe I oughtn't have said
mungkin
that. I didn't mean it in
the
way of being slander against an organization, but you know what I mean. Maybe that's all. That ain't the way to do it. You can't run into an organization, coop yourself up in some Methodist or Baptist or so much. That isn't it. No, no. You got to swamp. That's right.
Anda harus berkumpul.
You got to come to a place you peck yourself through.
Anda dapat mematuk diri Anda sendiri.
These, they get together. And they
berkumpul.
Get into this coop.
Masuk ke kurungan ini.
And when they,
ketika,
if they do that, they know they're on the road to the slaughterhouse. But now what if you could put them all
curved
and put them into a cage?
Semuanya?
And pack them down south,
sangkar,
turn them loose, then before they get ready to swarm, then throw a net over them. We don't believe in days of miracles. See? You little ducks, you can't fly anymore. That used to be for ducks of another age. As long as God makes a duck, He makes them all the same.
Mereka semua sama.
And if God makes a way for a duck to go, that's the way all the ducks go.
Itulah caranya untuk bebek itu pergi.
And you know what it would do? It would finally kill that duck.
Akan membunuh bebek itu.
He'd be so soft.
Dia akan sangat lembut.
His wings wouldn't grow out right.
Akan tumbuh dengan baik.
He couldn't fly
no more. Dia tidak terbang lagi.
Just like his barnyard cousin.
Yang ada lumbung.
All belly and no ducks. See, he ain't got no wings to pick himself up with.
Bebek,
that's right. See, he would become a softy like his barnyard cousin, his denominational brother that don't go nowhere. That's right. That's right. That's all he would be. No softy. He wouldn't know nothing about flying free. Yes, amen.
Amen.
That's what's the matter today. We tried to coop him up and tell him the days of miracles
are
past. He couldn't trust himself. His feet off the ground. They were killing. He wouldn't live very long. But you know that little duck would say, if he could talk back, no, thank you. Oh, it's easy. That's the thing to do. You just act the way you want to.
He'd
say, thank you. I do act the way I want to. Because there's something in me moving. Amen.
Yang sedang bergerak, amin. Dan aku harus bertindak seperti yang aku inginkan. Setiap orang yang lahir dari roh Allah, Yesus yang bergerak dalam dirinya, dia harus terbang ke dalam surga.
Some emotion,
beberapa emosi,
something another that makes it real,
yang membuatnya nyata.
A little fella,
si kecil,
finally become like a chicken,
seekor ayam,
a domesticated bird,
seekor burung peliharaan.
He just couldn't get his feet off the ground anymore.
Dia tidak dapat kakinya dari tanah lagi.
So if the chicken would always continue to fly in the air, well, he could go all right, he'd go east, north, west, and south and see things. And another thing, you see, he just wouldn't make it because on the road down from Canada, he picks up different kinds of material, food, that he wouldn't get if you had him in a cage just feeding corn.
Yang hanya memberi makan jagung setiap
saat. Can you read between the lines?
Bisakah anda membaca yang tersirat?
You put him over there so he just knows his apostles' creed so
dia hanya tahu yang disebut kredo para rasul.
Dan
bagaimana pergi ke sekolah minggu dan semua seperti itu. Membayar pengkhotbah.
Hey, the preacher, live the way
you want.
But oh, when you're in flight.
Oh, ketika anda sedang dalam penerbangan. Amin.
When you're in flight.
Ketika anda berada dalam penerbangan.
You pick up more than your
denominational creed.
You pick up the
vitamin,
the spiritual vitamin that builds a body that's solid, full of muscles, with wing feathers that can lift you up on your feet and show you things that are to come. The Holy Spirit,
itu Roh Kudus.
When He, the Holy Ghost, has come,
datang,
He will show these things to you,
anda,
reveal these things to you that I told you, and will show you things that is to come.
Hal yang akan datang.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't coop him up and
anda
take him. It wouldn't work.
Membawanya.
No, if you coop him, he's headed for the slaughter.
Jika anda mengurungnya, dia menuju pembantaian.
Neither could man ever choose a better
route daripada yang dia bisa.
Then what he can.
Anda mungkin pergi dan berkata,
you might go and say, now, Mr. Duck, I'll tell you something.
Duck, saya akan memberitahu anda sesuatu. Anda pergi jalan
you
salah.
Must go over here, reroute yourself.
Sini.
Go down the coast over here.
Pergi ke pantai sini.
Itulah.
Lebih baik daripada pergi dengan cara anda.
This won't work.
Itu tidak akan berhasil. Tidak.
No, they think they know a better route than God's provided route for them, but they know.
Allah bagi mereka.
Or could you choose a better leader for them than the God provided leader God has given?
Yang telah diberikan
Allah
kepada mereka, dan manusia
tidak
akan pernah mampu menjadi seorang uskup atau suatu organisasi atau
sesuatu pun yang menggantikan kepemimpinan Roh Kudus
bagi
Roh
Gereja. Tidak ada hal lain yang melakukannya. Cara yang telah disediakan Allah.
God provided a way.
Allah menyediakan sebuah cara bagi mereka.
A leader,
seorang pemimpin.
An inspired leader.
Seorang pemimpin yang diilhami.
And that leader
dan pemimpin
is inspired.
Itu diilhami.
Well, I've watched them many
saya sudah melihat mereka di banyak waktu ketika saya melakukan perjalanan berburu lebih awal.
Mereka
berburu domba atau sesuatu.
Maybe up there a little snow will catch the mountain. That cold wind will sweep down across the mountain. There's a natural born leader among them.
Lahirlah seorang pemimpin yang diilhami di antara mereka. Dia akan berlari keluar di atas dan seperti itu membunyikan klakson 4-5 kali dan disanalah kerumunan datang. Mereka semua mengenal dia. Mereka mengenalnya dengan cara bagaimana dia membunyikan klaksonnya.
You know what I speak about last night?
Saya bicarakan tentang kala ini.
It gives an uncertain sound.
Itu memberikan suara yang tidak pasti.
His sound don't give it. He doesn't give an uncertain sound. They're real ducks. They know the sound of a duck.
Mereka kesungguhan. Mereka tahu suara seekor
duck.
Bagaimana anda bisa menggunakan marmut tua di sana atau kalkun?
His honk wouldn't sound.
Bunyinya tidak jelas terdengar.
They know the sound.
Mereka tahu suara seorang pemimpin.
And the church
harus mengetahuinya.
Having a form of
godliness
and power that
are
from such, don't let them lead.
Yang seperti janganlah biarkan mereka memimpin.
Tidak berpikir panjang, pula
tidak tahu lebih dari nafsu dari penurut Allah. Tidak mau berdamai dengan kejahatan orang, tidak dapat menahan diri. Dan tidak suka hal yang baik daripada bebek yang bisa terbang. Mengerti yang sama
saya?
Mereka tahu bahwa Injil menyuarakan domba-dombaku mengenal suaraku.
A stranger they will not follow.
Suara asing tidak akan mereka ikuti. Allah selalu membuktikannya dengan benar.
Now, they cannot
get up.
You cannot choose
them.
What if you went out there and you said, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to put a crown
dan saya akan
menaruh kepalanya
dan menaruh sedikit berbeda.
All
jadi kalian semua akan mengenalnya. Selalu ikuti orang di sini. Karena dia berbudaya. Lepas dia ke kolam, dia bisa menyembunyikan kaum sebanyak mungkin, seperti yang dia inginkan. Setiap bebek akan
mengembangnya,
menolaknya. Karena dia telah memberikan suara yang tidak pasti.
Tapi biarkan bebek kecil dari
Tuhan untuk menjadi pemimpinnya. Biarkan dia menyembunyikan kaumnya, dan menyaksikan mereka semua berkerumun untuk pembangunan rohani.
Di mana ada bangkai,
saya harus jauh berkerumun. Dia tahu semua tentang saya.
Jadi, he has a provided way.
Memiliki cara yang sediakan. Dan bebek tahu itu. Dan sekali banyak orang tidak tahu. Baiklah.
That's the way it happens.
Begitulah cara itu terjadi.
All right. If he is the inspired leader,
pemimpin,
he'll bring them to God's provided place
yang telah disediakan Allah bagi mereka.
Only listen to what the leader says, the Holy Spirit, he'll bring us right back to the Word
kembali ke firman lagi.
That's God's provided way. Along the road we don't need creeds and denominations while we eat. There's certain duck grass and stuff that we have to eat that
the duck
grass
down.
And there's food
that
the, really the flowers of God, heavenly bound creatures eat along the road. And that is man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. See? That duck leader
duck
will lead them to God's provided place just to straight to Louisiana where one of these others wouldn't know where he's going to get up there and circle around. I was reading in Life magazine about 3 or 4 years ago
where
there's an old gander started with a bunch up there. He claimed he was a leader. And the first thing you know, they wound up over in England and have never got back yet. So they have to watch what kind of a duck or a gander they're following. So they say over there in England, that's Canadian honkers too. And they get over there in England, all around swarm, but they don't know which way back. It's too bad the church played a whole lot of that too. Followed off in a place they don't know how to get back. Say, well, I understand it. Grandma said that they used to have healing services in the church. Today's America. Let somebody lead you off on the wrong track. Better follow God's inspired
baik,
way.
Mengikuti jalan yang dilihat oleh Allah.
Notice, this little duck,
bebek kecil ini,
no one has ever been able to rattle any different. They know that little leader will lead them just exactly to God's provided place. And how does he do it?
Bagaimana dia melakukannya?
By his God provided instruments.
His
guys are antennas out all the time. Like we ought to have
kids in the spirit.
Our spiritual antennas.
Antena spiritual kita.
Now we find out
that
he'll go
up
in the air, way up in the air. He's got his antennas out. He knows
antennanya.
The kind of food that these little ducks have to live on to make this flight. So when he picks up something way down the ground, you'll see him soar off. And down he comes, the whole group will come right down. Just have a gastronomical jubilee. Up in the air, he'll go again. Straight on towards the sound. That's right, God's leader. God's leader for the ducks.
Pemimpin Tuhan bagi bebek itu.
That is right.
Itu benar.
Now I want to say something else.
Saya ingin mengutus sesuatu yang lain.
You know,
tahu?
They have never been able to scientifically find a better way for a baby to get what he wants
untuk mendapatkan apa yang
besides crying
dia
for it.
Selain menangis untuk itu.
You know,
tahu?
They can't educate
mereka
him to grow.
Mendidiknya.
And they can't educate him to talk that quick.
Untuk berbicara cepat itu.
But you know how he gets it? He just takes God's provided
way
for him. He cries for him. He yells and kicks and screams till he gets it.
Sampai dia mendapatkannya.
That's right.
Betul.
So that's the only way. He's crying for
him. Cara, menangis untuk itu.
They can't find a better provided way than God's provided
lebih
way.
Daripada cara yang
sediakan
Allah.
Just let it go. And those natural things.
Perhatikan hal yang begitu.
You're not long ago in Germany. He was speaking to a large group of people. And I said, what's the matter with you, Jerry?
Apa yang anda, orang Jerman?
You know, I was coming down the street and a dog barked. And he barked in English.
Dia menggonggong dalam bahasa Inggris.
Now I said, a mother was trying to pacify her baby out of the car while ago, and he was crying in English.
Dia menangis dalam bahasa Inggris.
Why do we get all scribbled up about it? See, they are going God's provided way. And we come from a Tower of Babel, you see. Got all scribbled up. Right? Nose. God's provided way is the best way.
Adalah cara yang terbaik.
They don't know a better way for the baby to get what he wants in the cry mom. As Dr. Bosworth used to say, the baby that cries the loudest gets the best service. That's about the way it is.
Itulah.
Let's go for God's children. I can parallel that for you. Make up our say, Christian, come here.
Seorang pati berdiri,
you know, Father, I'm here tonight. If you want to give me the Holy Ghost, all right, I'm here. But if you want to heal me, I'm sitting here. But if you don't, all right, it's your will, Lord. He's done both the will out here in the Bible. This is your will. All right, this is his will right here. And if you want me to have it, I'll have it. But nevertheless, if you don't, why, it's all right. You'll never get nowhere. Let that one get there.
Biar orang itu sampai di sana seperti dan berseru.
Like Buddy Robinson.
Buddy Robinson.
He stopped dia in the little corn dealer. He said, Lord, if you don't give me the Holy Ghost when you come back, you'll find the pile of bones laying right here. I'm going to stay here till I get it.
Biarkan aku tinggal di sini sampai aku mendapatkannya. Itulah urusan bisnisnya.
God always recommends to his people,
pada umatnya,
his believing children to always go in his provided way. That's God's idea. Recommend to his children his provided way.
Jalan yang telah disediakannya.
Cry for what you have need of.
Untuk apa yang anda butuhkan.
He wants you to cry.
Dia ingin agar anda berseru.
When Peter started out walking on the water, he thought he was getting on the right.
He
started sinking. He didn't say, well, I guess it's fine. Only at the bottom, a few bubbles come up, and that was all of it. See?
No, tidak, tidak.
He cried.
Dia berseru. Tuhan, selamatkan aku.
Hey, man. Eternal hand reached down and picked him up again. Why?
Kenapa? Dia berseru.
That's what's the matter with the church.
Itu yang terjadi dengan gereja.
We don't lay that on. We don't cry out on. We don't hold on to it. The little baby wants something. He'll kick his screen, turn red in the face.
Dia menendang dan berteriak. Kita takut.
What is called mascara out of his face or whatever it is that paint?
Atau apa itu? Cap itu?
You get what you want from God, you take it all
anyhow. So,
you mess your hair, but it don't make any difference. No, sir. Now, God don't expect us to come to him with some intellectual speech. I remember I tried that when I tried to get saved. I'd go write him a letter, but in the woods, well, you know, he'd come to the woods and tell him I was ashamed of myself, and I didn't want to do it. I got down there to pray, and I said, I seen a picture one time that they held their hands like this. I said, Mr. Jesus, I wish you would come here a minute. I want to talk to you just a minute.
Saya ingin berbicara dengan kau sebentar.
Nobody, I said I did it wrong.
Mr.
Jesus,
Tuhan Yesus,
maybe I'm supposed to do it like this.
Saya harus melakukan begini.
Mr. Jesus, would you come help me? I'm a sinner. I want to talk to you. Nobody come. I pulled him on. I said, Mr. Jesus, would you come here? I hear people say God talk to me. I said, Mr. Jesus, would you come here? I want to speak to you. Or send the devil come on. That's what he does. He might tell you your knees are hurt. No need to ask.
Tidak perlu
meminta. Get it tomorrow night. He's always around when you're not ready. And then he said to me, but always what he says, take advantage of what he says. Take advantage of.
Ambil keuntungan darinya.
He said to me, you know what?
Kamu tahu?
You're already 19 years old. 20 years old. So you're already 20 years old. You waited too long.
Engkau menunggu terlalu lama.
I said, oh God.
Saya katakan, oh Tuhan.
I waited too long.
Saya telah menunggu terlalu lama. Tuhan.
Even you don't hear me, I'm going to tell you anyhow.
Aku
akan katakan bagaimana. Oh brother. That brought him on the sinking.
Itu akan membawa dia ke.
Cry out.
Pakai itu serukanlah.
Just simple. Cry out. Lord Jesus. You promised it all. He come on the scene. That's the way to bring him on the scene. You're just a baby. Cry.
Cry out for him.
Don't try to say, well, most something other than some great wrote out prayer you practice on for an hour or two. That don't do any good. Like say, did you say a prayer? No, it's a sin to say one.
No.
You pray one.
Anda berdoalah.
Don't say one.
Jangan katakan pray one. Satu dua.
Say
berdoa.
A prayer for me. I said, don't do that for me. You
jangan
pray for me, but don't say
Anda
no prayer.
Saya, tapi jangan okay. Katakan doa.
Pray for me when you pray.
Doakanlah.
All right.
Saya. Baiklah.
Cry for your needs. That's God's provided way.
Itulah jalan disediakan Allah.
Didn't Jesus explain it when he said the unjust judge to the woman that cried day and night? How much more will the heavenly Father?
Lagi Bapa di surga memberikan roh bagi mereka yang berseru siang dan malam.
Seek. Keep seeking. Knock. Keep knocking.
Ketuk.
Just keep on until he opens. Stay
terus
tutup
sampai dia membuka.
Cry until
berseru
the promised word is vindicated.
Itu dibuktikan benar.
Then you got it. You don't have to worry no more. You see the Bible promised it. Then stay right there and cry
dan berseru sampai Anda mendapatkannya.
If a little baby sees a cookie and he wants it, he just cry and skip.
Dia menangis.
Turn red in the face, he's going to get the cookie and it's all over.
Namanya mendapatkan itu.
He got what he saw, what he wanted. If he wants to lick off your ice cream cone, you just keep raising the fuss till he gets it. See? Well, that's the way we're supposed to do. If I see a promise in the Bible, it's God's word, then I'll just say, I cry until God gives it to me.
That
gets you on his hand. See? That would be in the natural. But he's wanting you to do it. He likes for you to ask. Ask abundantly. That's your joy.
Yeah,
cry until his word is vindicated. Now, friend, let's watch just a minute now. Cry until the word is vindicated. The trouble it is, we get a cookie and think that's all there is the whole table. We get so we can speak in tongues, we say, oh, brother, that's it.
Oh,
no, that is. That's just some of it. That's right. Oh, I got happy enough to shout. That's some more of it. But there's a whole lot more of it. Just keep on crying out until that's God's provided way for his people. God's provided way always is to take his word and hold on to it until it's vindicated to you. Now do you follow me?
Apakah Anda mengikuti saya?
God,
Allah,
a provided way.
Jalan telah disediakan.
Hold on to the promise until it's made manifest to you. And remember,
ingat,
I'm on record for
saya
this,
sedang merekam ini,
that any
setiap janji
promise of God in
Allah
the Bible,
kitab,
if it's on conditions
ada syaratnya
now,
sekarang.
Just because you believe
karena
it's there,
sana,
that don't make it so it'll happen.
Itu akan terjadi.
Them Pharisees and Sadducees are just as religious as those sacraments as they can be. But God said they stink in my nose. See, there was no sincerity. There was nothing to it that should be. You've got to come upon basic promise and then upon your mental attitude towards you. Look at
the
400 priests that they are prophets. Ahab had out there. They said Ramoth Gilead belongs to us. Joshua, by the Holy Spirit, divided this, and the Syrians
dan
is God. And one
dan
prophet said, now look here, that's fundamentally right. He was a real Baptist, and he said, that's exactly right. That's the fundamental promise.
Janji secara fundamental.
That land belongs to us. So he made him two big horns and said, go up there and take these horns and push Syria from off. That belongs to Israel. That's right.
Israel.
Fundamentally
benar.
It was right.
Secara fundamental itu benar.
But what did little Micah say?
Apa yang
he said, I saw Israel scattered
kecil,
like sheep after the shepherds.
Israel,
see, Ahab, that hypocrite, down there letting Jezebel running around doing everything. The real word of God coming through the prophet had cursed that thing. And how could God bless what the prophet had cursed in the name of the Lord? Can't be. No matter how much religious nation we are, how much background we got, the thing is corrupted. It's gone.
Sudah lenyap.
No matter how great our organizational life is in church, we believe it's fine, all right. But the thing is corrupted. God's done, laid them up on the shelf, and there they lay, and never a piece of history that one ever rose again. So it's wrong.
It's finished. It's finished.
Hold on.
Dituliskan.
No good.
Tidak ada bagusnya.
His word is always what he wants to see vindicated, and it'll only be vindicated upon certain conditions. That's when you meet those conditions.
Tapi ketika Anda memenuhi
persyaratan
itu,
people that could take the word of God and it just make it live for
mereka,
and others come out back with the same word and can't do nothing with it.
It's on conditions.
Right. Look here, I'll show you an example at the Bible. Israel was on the road up to the promised land. Here comes Moab, which was the same religion.
Agama yang sama.
Exactly.
Tepat sekali.
That was Lot's daughter's child.
Anak
and notice when Balaam came down, it was God talking to him. He put seven altars just like Israel had seven altars. He put seven clean sacrifices, bullocks on the altar. That's just exactly what Israel had. And another thing, he put seven rams speaking of a coming Messiah. That's exactly what Israel had. Fundamentally, they were both right. Fundamentally, but his own condition.
Amen.
He failed to see the real promise of God.
Janji
that's the same thing it was in the coming of Christ. That's the same thing
Christus
he's come back to today.
Sama.
It's
dia
all the conditions.
Itu ada syaratnya. Nah,
Job.
Ayub.
God doing what? Making a provided way.
Membuat sebuah jalan sediakan.
Ayub, seorang nabi,
membutuhkan seorang penghibur.
I listen close now.
Sekarang dengarkan sama.
My time's got away.
Saya hampir habis.
Job needed a
comforter, seorang
and man tried to provide that thing for him, and they could not do it.
Dapat melakukan itu.
There's always got
mereka
Job off the line, but Job come right back.
Tapi Ayub kembali.
He needed a comforter.
Dia membutuhkan seorang
penghibur. God provided a comforter for him when he gave him a vision of Jesus Christ.
Sebuah visi akan
and he cried, I
dan dia berseru,
my Redeemer liveth.
Penebusku hidup.
My Redeemer, there's only
penebusku.
One.
Hanya ada satu.
Last days he'll stand
dan pada hari
up
terakhir dia akan berdiri muka bumi.
Nah, the ingat, vision, you said my Redeemer, he showed me
penebusku.
Christ is the Word.
Christus adalah
firman. In the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and
dwelt among us. And when Job, being a prophet, ketika Ayub sebagai seorang nabi, nah sekarang kan Ayub sebagai seorang nabi, firman Tuhan datang kepada apa?
Prophet.
Nabi. Mutlak.
That's where the word comes
itulah kepada siapa firman datang.
Begitulah
bagaimana tahu mereka nabi itu tidak. Tetap tinggal dalam firman. Firman dinyatakan kepada nabi dan Ayub adalah seorang nabi. Dia dapat melihat akhir. Tapi ketika dia melihat firman sebagai seorang nabi, dia katakan, aku tahu penebusku hidup. Setelah gereja gagal, setelah semua yang lain gagal, bahkan istrinya yang kekasih gagal, kenapa kau tidak pergi dan mengutuk Allah dan mati? Ayub, dia berkata, kau berbicara seperti wanita bodoh. Kau memberi Tuhan yang mengambil. Terpujilah nama Tuhan. Dan guru mulai bersuara dan roh turun atas nabi dan dia melihat firman.
Then he said, I know
lalu dia katakan, aku tahu penebusku hidup. Di akhir zaman dia akan berdiri muka bumi. Walaupun dia belum makan memusnahkan tubuh ini, namun dalam dagingku aku akan melihat Allah. Amin. Aku akan melihat untuk diri sendiri. Mataku akan melihatnya dan bukan yang lain. Kita dibawa ke dunia ini. Tuhan yang memberi, Tuhan yang mengambil. Terpujilah nama Tuhan. Sungguh penghiburan yang besar.
He asked for a church member.
Dia meminta
God gave him a vision.
Anggota gereja.
He asked for the bishop to come give him comfort. The presbyter. God gave the prophet a vision. That's what
Allah
he needed. Israel
itulah yang kita butuhkan.
Israel
membutuhkan sebuah jalan untuk keluar dari Mesir.
They needed some way.
Mereka membutuhkan suatu jalan.
Military strength or something.
Kekuatan militer atau sesuatu untuk membebaskan mereka keluar dari tangan orang Mesir. Allah menyediakan seorang nabi dengan firman yang asli yang telah dibuktikan benar, Musa, itu benar. Mereka menginginkan sebuah tentara untuk bangkit dan mengeluarkan mereka dan mengalahkan orang Mesir. Tapi Allah mengirimkan mereka ke firman nabi dengan firman yang dibuktikan bahwa Allah telah berbicara sebelum Abraham berkata, keturunanmu akan mengembara di tanah negeri asing, tapi aku akan melawat mereka dengan tangan berkasa. Firman yang telah berbicara, mereka berseru bagi seorang pembebas dan Allah mengirimkan mereka seorang nabi dengan firman. Allah memiliki sebuah jalan yang disediakan untuk memberitahu perbedaan antara orang percaya dan yang tidak percaya. Dan Allah, sekarang beberapa orang berkata, kalau malapetaka jatuh, kita akan masuk rumah sakit. Kalau malapetaka, kalau malapetaka kita akan mendapatkan Dr. Jones. Dia tahu bagaimana untuk mengutusnya. Itu dia bekerja. Namun mereka pintar. Kalau malapetaka turun, kita akan dibawa turun ke bawah tanah. Kita tidak akan kristikul. Kita akan tinggal di rumah dan memakai. Itu tidak melakukan yang baik sekalipun. Allah menyediakan sebuah jalan.
Yes.
Ya.
And it was what?
The dan itulah apa? Darah.
God provided it.
Allah menyediakan itu. Sama sederhana untuk mengambil darah Nabi dalam
mematikan
pintu. Dan Allah menghormati itu. Dari semua orang yang keluar darah, dari darah mati. Yang suruh.
Ketika Nuh
membutuhkan sebuah jalan
sediakan
untuk menyelamatkan keluarganya. Allah menyuruh dia untuk membangun bahtera. Mereka
mungkin pikiran orang ini.
Tapi itulah perahu yang spesial. Mereka mungkin memiliki perahu-perahu pada waktu itu. Tapi ini adalah perahu yang spesial.
Itulah,
dengarkan saya sekarang. Itu adalah perahu yang dibangun oleh Allah. Dan sebuah gereja hari ini adalah hal yang sama. Itu harus gereja yang dibangun oleh kita. Pengalaman saya bukan untuk menjadi anggota terbaik di gereja, tapi pengalaman saya adalah yang dibangun oleh firman Allah. Karena tanda ini akan memiliki orang percaya. Pengalaman yang dibangun oleh Alkitab Allah. Satu hal yang akan membawa saya naik Itu yang
anything's going to lift above that? I don't care how many come say, look, I'm a good Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, or Pentecostal. That won't mean one thing to God. It's got to be God instructed, and that's the Holy Spirit by the Word. And the Holy Spirit will never instruct anything but the Word because it is the Holy Spirit.
Firman, karena itu adalah
man moved all, wrote the Bible
bergerak,
by the Holy Ghost.
Tuliskan, digerakkan
God's
oleh
provided way.
Roh Kudus itu menuliskan.
Now,
jalan telah
Israel
Allah.
Needed a provision,
and
God gave it to him and separated the believer from the unbeliever.
Orang percaya
the
dari
same thing
percaya.
Is today.
Hal yang sama hari ini.
The believer and unbeliever
orang
separated.
Dari yang tidak
Moses,
percaya dipisahkan.
Musa.
Saya harus melompat ini.
Moses,
banyak catatan catatan Musa.
Hamba
Allah yang setia.
Now listen, old timers.
Dengarkan orang-orang tua.
Some of you like me that's getting way up
through
the years.
Orang dari seperti saya sudah
listen.
Mendengarkan itu bertahun-tahun. Dengarkan.
Moses
Musa telah melayani Allah dengan setia. Dia sudah muak dengan semua ucapan mereka dan semua datang yang bangkit dan berkata, kata ada orang lain yang ada nabi selain engkau. Engkau bukan satunya kerikil di pantai.
And he knew
dia
he
tahu,
had
dia memiliki sebuah pesan dari Allah bagi mereka.
Para
peniru bangkit.
Moses
Musa hanya berkata, Allah, apa yang dapat aku kerjakan? Dia berkata, pisahkan dirimu. Aku akan menelan mereka. Ambillah
tongkatmu
dan pergi ke sana. Melihat. Aku akan menunjukkan kepada siapa nabi. Siapa nabi? Siapa imam? Dan Musa telah melayani
jabatan dengan
setia. Dan kemudian ketika dia tua, 120 tahun, dia telah berjalan dengan setia dengan Allah. Selama 40 tahun di padang gurun, berdiri menghadapi segala macam penganiayaan dari bangsa dan orang-orang, terus-menerus. Dan kemudian datang ke sebuah tempat di mana dia mati. Dia membutuhkan sebuah tempat untuk mati. Allah menyediakan dia sebuah tempat di atas batu karang. Oh Tuhan, biarlah aku mati di sana juga, di atas batu karang itu. Batu karang itu adalah Kristus, Anda tahu? Allah telah menjadikan sebuah tempat bagi Musa untuk mati. Itulah di mana saya ingin mati. Biarlah aku mati dalam Kristus. Dan kemudian ketika dia mati, tubuhnya terbaring di sana, dia membutuhkan pembawa. Jadi Allah menyediakan para pembawa, malaikat para pembawa. Kenapa? Mereka lah satu-satunya yang dapat membawa dia kemana dia akan pergi. Amin.
God provided
Allah telah menyediakan pembawa.
That's right.
Itu benar. Saya bergantung kepada Roh Kudus, kepada firman, janji itu. Bukan pembawa Anda keluar dari sebuah pembawa yang baik. Mereka
not about a fancy burial. Don't
bukan
pemberian
yang megah.
Want to take God's
saya ingin menerima jalan yang disediakan Allah. Mereka yang mati dalam Kristus akan Allah bawa bersama dengan mereka ketika dia datang.
God made his faithful prophet a place to die.
Nabi yang setia sebuah tempat untuk mati.
Enoch, after walking
500
years
dengan Allah.
And God
dan Allah memberitahu dia, Enoch,
you're not going to have to die.
Kamu
tidak
akan mati. Kamu harus pulang.
Are you homesick, Enoch?
Apakah Anda rindu rumah, Enoch?
I'm homesick.
Ya, saya rindu.
So have you walked in the pest house down there long enough?
Kamu berjalan di tempat ini sudah cukup lama. Dia kata, iya. Baiklah, sekarang mulai dapat jalan. Enoch membutuhkan sebuah tangga. Allah memberikan dia sebuah jalan raya. Itulah jalannya Allah bagi dia. Jalan raya yang telah disediakan bagi dia untuk naik. Dia naik, tak seperti itu. Berjalan Roh Kudus, bilang dia. Mengangkat dia naik, mengangkat dia naik. Dalam jalan raya kudusan. Langsung ke kerajaannya Allah. Elia, setelah dia
condemned Bob to having clean faces for all his
wajah
life.
Yang
that Jezebel, the first
Jezebel
woman.
Wanita pertama.
Her and the renowned president
dia,
of that time.
Terkenal pada waktu
who
itu.
Put a poor example before the people and got them all carried
yang
off.
Tidak baik,
and actually he thought he's the only one preaching that. He just carried the thing every way. And he'd done so much he's getting tired.
Sampai dia menjadi lelah.
He wanted to go home.
Dan kemudian dia pulang.
And you know God was
dan
from the bottom. He needed a rope to climb up. To come up to heaven, but God sent him a chariot.
Tapi Allah menginginkan dia sebuah kereta dengan dua kuda yang terikat padanya. Itu jalan yang disediakan Allah bagi dia.
Mungkin
mencari tali, tapi Allah menginginkan dia sebuah kereta perang. Itulah jalannya.
Joshua. And at the end of the
dan di akhir jalannya.
That was Elijah's end.
Itulah akhir dari Elia.
Itulah the time the end.
Now,
Joshua, when he comes to the end of the trail through the wilderness.
Akhir jalan itu melalui panjang jalan padang gurun.
Watch.
Perhatikan.
He needed a bridge.
Membutuhkan sebuah jembatan.
to cross over Jordan into the promised land. God, he needed a bridge, but God's provided way was a power.
Bukan jalan yang adalah sebuah kuasa, bukan jembatan. Dia mengirimkan kuasa dan dia menahan sungai itu. Dan mereka berjalan di tanah kering. Itulah jalan tersediakan Allah, bukan jembatan.
He had a better engineer, so he just sent his power. Pushed the water back until he walked over on dry land.
Mendorong air itu kembali sampai mereka semua jalan di atas kering. Daniel,
for the cause of
untuk
God,
maksudnya Allah,
was thrown into
dilemparkan masuk ke dalam gua singa.
He needed a fence,
dia membutuhkan sebuah pagar, tapi Allah mengirimkan seorang malaikat. Sungguh sangat berbeda. Itulah jalan yang tersediakan oleh Allah.
He needed a fence,
dia membutuhkan sebuah pagar,
but God gave him
tapi Allah memberikan dia malaikat.
For a better fence it was.
Sungguh sebuah pagar yang lebih baik.
Dia
selalu memberikan
for.
Anda lebih baik daripada yang Anda minta. Selalu, ya.
He needed a fence.
Dia membutuhkan sebuah pagar.
God sent him an angel.
Allah mengirimkan dia malaikat.
The Hebrew children.
Anak-anak Ibrani itu.
They needed
mereka membutuhkan sedikit air.
To put out
untuk memadamkan api itu.
But God sent
tapi Allah mengirimkan mereka orang yang keempat. Itu yang mereka butuhkan.
He untied their hands and talked with them.
Melepaskan tangan mereka. Mencadang mereka berjalan tanpa tercium bau api sedikit pun.
He sent the fourth man.
Mereka butuhkan air. Dia mengirimkan orang yang keempat.
Man.
Manusia orang-orang pintar itu di Babylon.
Up in India.
Jauh di India.
They know that
mereka tahu bahwa sesuatu akan terjadi.
They know the king
mereka tahu bahwa raja akan
lahirkan.
Dan mereka butuhkan sebuah kompas.
God sent him a star.
Allah mengirimkan mereka sebuah bintang
to lead him to the
untuk
king.
Memimpin mereka ke
see,
raja
went God's provided way.
Mereka berjalan sesuai dengan jalan sediakan Allah. Saya dapat membayangkan seorang berkata, kamu tahu kalau orang besar, apakah kamu bawa kompas? Tidak. Bagaimana kamu sampai sana? Saya berjalan sesuai dengan jalannya Allah.
That's the way.
Itulah jalannya. Bagaimana kamu sampai sana?
God's provided way.
Allah telah menjadikan sebuah jalan. Apakah itu? Itu bintang itu.
That's God's provided way for us.
Itulah jalan yang
diberikan
Allah bagi kita. Mereka
membutuhkan
sebuah kompas dan Allah memberikan mereka sebuah bintang.
Needed a savior one day.
Membutuhkan seorang juru selamat suatu hari.
And God provided
his son. Dan Allah menyediakan anaknya.
When he came, he was not recognized.
Dia tidak dikenali.
He was not wanted.
Dia tidak diinginkan.
They said they wanted a savior.
Mereka mengatakan mereka
mengirimkan juru selamat.
Tapi ketika dia Allah mengirimkan jalannya,
they asked for a king.
Mereka meminta raja.
God gave him a baby.
Allah memberikan mereka seorang bayi.
They wanted a mighty
mereka
man to
menginginkan seorang kuat untuk mengusir orang Romawi.
Allah
memberikan mereka seorang bayi kecil yang menangis di sebuah palungan.
But it was God's provided
way. Tapi itulah jalan telah disediakan Allah.
But they didn't want it to way God.
Mereka tidak menginginkan jalan yang telah disediakan. Bagaimana Allah mengirimkannya? Mereka ingin jalan mereka. Jadi, itu mereka kelam kacauan karena mereka tidak menerima jalannya.
This
ada berapa
was
yang menerimanya?
The church,
inilah
was Pentecost.
Kelahiran daripada gereja, Pentakosta.
After Jesus had commissioned to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, these signs shall follow them and believe.
He
told them what to do.
Dia telah mengatakan kepada mereka untuk kerjakan.
They needed a charter.
Mereka membutuhkan sebuah charter.
They needed a charter.
Mereka membutuhkan sebuah piagam. Mereka ingin membuat sebuah
creed.
Allah memberikan mereka Roh Kudus.
They needed a denomination, but God gave them a spirit.
Allah memberikan mereka rohnya.
What a difference! How God does it?
Bagaimana Allah
melakukannya? The Holy Ghost is God's provided way.
Jalan tersediakan Allah
to lead the church,
untuk gereja, bukan uskup.
The Holy Ghost.
Kudus.
That's what. That's your charter.
Itulah.
And from that day, this has been ever true born again child's charter.
Anak Allah yang lahir kembali.
Not after 2,000 years, friends.
Setelah 2,000 tahun, teman.
Not after 2,000 years, man is determined to have his way.
Manusia menentukan
he made himself.
Dia membuat bagi dirinya
charter.
Sebuah piagam.
He made himself.
Dia membuat bagi dirinya
a man-made ethics.
Etik buatan manusia.
And what did he do?
Dan apa yang dilakukan?
There has become by a great falling away from the truth.
Kemurtatan dari kebenaran.
They've got off on the
mereka
people don't know what to do.
Orang tidak tahu apa yang dikerjakan.
Creeds,
credo,
denomination,
denominasi.
All kinds of isms, sensations,
sensasi-sensasi.
And everyone says,
berkata,
the Bible says this. They'll take this part of it,
mereka
but won't take that part
ini,
of it.
Tapi tidak mau mengambil bagian itu.
They don't follow
mereka
the charter.
Mengolo, mengikuti piagam itu.
They lose the course.
Oleh karena itu, mereka kehilangan tugasnya.
And after all
dan setelah
these
semua,
years,
sepanjang tahun ini,
when we got 900 and something different organizations of Christianity, and each one condemning the other, saying this is right and they're wrong, and this is right and that's wrong, and
benar,
so
yang salah,
and the poor
benar,
people are so confused they don't know what is right and wrong.
Dibingungkan, tidak tahu mana yang benar dan mana yang salah.
What do we need?
Apa yang kita butuhkan?
We need to get back on the course.
Kembali ke jalurnya lagi.
Get back to the charter.
Kembali ke piagam itu.
What do we need?
Apa yang kita butuhkan?
We need a
kita
genuine, true scriptural sign of the truth.
Kebenaran kitab suci yang benar dan sejati.
A vindicated gospel truth.
Yang telah dibuktikan benar.
It's what the church needs for this end time
akhir zaman ini.
God promised to give them a sign for this last day.
Janji bagi akhir zaman ini.
Do you remember when Jesus was speaking and said the queen of the south shall rise up in the last day, rise up and condemn this generation? She come from the utmost parts of the world,
to hear
the wisdom of Solomon. He had a spirit of discernment.
How she bagaimana dia datang
so far
begitu jauh untuk melihat
orang yang mengenal itu? Dia berkata,
seorang lebih besar dari Solomon dari sini.
Also,
dikatakan juga
the, like
seperti
Jonah,
Nabi Yunus.
Jonah, as he was in the belly of the whale for three days and nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and nights. And he said, a wicked and adulterous generation will seek after a sign. If this
be
that sign, or that generation, I don't know where it's at. A weak, wicked, church-going, adulterous generation.
Generasi yang
they would seek after a sign, and he said they would get it.
Tanda.
For
dan dia kata
Jonah was in the belly of the whale for three days.
Sama seperti Yunus ada di perut ikan selama 3 hari.
So would the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth, but there would be a resurrection like Jonah coming out of the belly of the whale.
Tapi ada sebuah
kebangkitan
seperti Jonah keluar dari perut ikan itu.
The fourth chapter promised us that in the last days
that
there would come forth the message that would turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the fathers. The original faith of the fathers. They promised it. Jesus promised it. Faith of the end time believers will see the original Messiah sign. Notice. If he is raised from the dead and Crete has put him out all these years and denied that truth, then the thing that we've got to look for in the last days is a turning back to the original faith.
Iman yang
back to the faith of the early Pentecostal fathers.
Mula-mula.
And they seen his resurrection. And today
ini,
we are seeing his resurrection. The sign of his resurrection. Jonah,
Yunus,
3 days and nights
hari,
is in the belly of the whale.
Di mulut, di perut ikan,
and on the third day,
ketiga,
he arose from the whale. Jesus raised from the dead.
Yesus
after being 3 days in its belly, 2,000 years he's been absent from the church.
Telah absent dari
but
gereja,
he promised to Joel,
tapi dia
but the
Palmer
left the caterpillar
in,
but I will restore,
saith
the Lord.
Semua yang telah dimakan belalang-belalang dan
belalang so
dan sebagainya, aku akan memulihkan itu di hari-hari terakhir.
Lalu
dikatakan akan terang dia ke zaman.
The same sun shines in the east, shines in the west.
Bersinar di timur,
it's
bersinar di
barat. Day, a dark day.
Ada hari yang gelap. Mereka bergabung dan
berkumpul.
Tapi di akhir zaman,
the same sun,
di akhir
the same result,
matahari yang sama,
the same signs,
hasil yang sama, tanda yang sama, keajaiban yang sama. Waktu senja.
How did he prove himself
bagaimana
to be the Messiah?
Sebagai Mesias?
Now the question
sekarang
is, after 2,000 years of hammering against it, is he still Messiah?
Apakah dia masih Mesias?
Well, if what he was then,
bagaimana
Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday,
today, and forever.
What he was then, he
siapa
has
waktu
to be
itu,
the same today.
Dia harus yang sama pada hari ini.
How did he prove himself to be the
Messiah?
Messiah? According
Mesias.
To the word of God.
Sesuai dengan firman Allah.
For God has said through Moses,
Allah berkata melalui Musa, Tuhan Allahmu akan membangkitkan seorang nabi seperti aku.
That's the reason the woman
asked
well,
perempuan di surga itu ketika dia mengatakan kepada dia dosa-dosanya,
sir, I perceive you're a prophet.
Aku percaya
we know when Messiah comes, he'll tell us these things. He said, I'm he that speaks to you.
Katakan, akulah dia berbicara kepadamu.
Dia berlari dengan cepat.
Dan
lihatlah
orang,
isn't this the very Messiah? And the people
believe
it because they were looking for that Messiah sign.
Mereka sudah menantikan tanda Mesias itu selama 400 tahun.
Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. When God revealed himself in a body of flesh,
eat
the meat of a calf, drink the milk from the
domba,
calf,
and
set there before them
sapi,
God, Jehovah,
Jehovah
manifested in the flesh with his back turned to the tent and told what Sarah was talking about
Sarah,
in the tent.
Dalam kema itu,
it shall be like
akan ada terang di waktu senja.
God's vindicated word is a sign of the day that we're living in.
Zaman yang kita hidupi
it shall be light.
Akan ada terang.
And he
dia telah berjanji Malaki 4, melalui banyak tempat dalam Alkitab, bahwa di orang-orang yang kejaman akan melihat manifestasi sama yang telah mereka lihat, karena dia tidak dapat mengubah akan tanda itu. Dia telah menjanjikannya. Nah, sekarang kami mendengarkan dia berbicara dalam bahasa roh di Kalvari. Kami melihat dia melakukan segala macam hal. Kami melihat gereja apostolik di sana di paralelnya. Bagaimana gereja apostolik bergerak. Kami melihat mereka kembali ke gereja mula lagi. Dia kejaman. Apakah itu? Itu adalah Allah membuktikan.
Just like he did
sama seperti yang dikerjakan dengan Musa, seperti yang dilakukan di sepanjang zaman. Dia telah menyediakan sebuah jalan sehingga kita tidak dapat ditipu,
that we will know.
Sehingga kita akan
Jesus
tahu.
Said in John 14, 12,
di Yohanes 14:12,
he that believeth on me, the signs that I do, the works that I do, shall he do also. That'll be it. Now, if he
nah,
died,
jika dia mati,
and he's dead, then
dia telah mati.
But if he lives again, then his works continue on as they were. For he's the same yesterday and forever. You believe that?
Selamanya. Anda percaya itu?
Listen, let me say this.
Jesus proved he was the Messiah by the Bible, melalui tanda-tanda Alkitab
of the Messiah.
Akan Mesias.
He proved it. He
membuktikannya. Dia adalah Mesias.
Let me prove now.
Kiranya Allah membiarkan saya membuktikan sekarang bahwa dia tetap sama.
You believe it?
Anda percaya itu?
He proved.
Dia telah membuktikan itu.
He was.
Dia telah membuktikannya.
He proved he
dia membuktikan
was.
Bahwa dialah Mesias.
By the grace of God,
dialah
aku.
Oleh kasih karunia Allah membuktikan bahwa dia adalah Mesias. Dia telah membuktikan dia. Nah sekarang dia membuktikan
exactly
siapakah dia. Itulah tepatnya apa yang telah janjikan. Itulah yang dikatakan. Begitulah bagaimana mengucapkannya. Dan tanda ini akan mengikuti mereka yang percaya.
What is it?
Apakah itu?
God's provided way.
Jalan telah disediakan Allah.
The resurrection
jalan kebangkitan.
The thing that brings a man from his
stupidity dari kebodohannya masuk ke dalam terang daripada Injil, membawa dia dari otak intelektual dari mesin dan meredakan dirinya di hadapan Allah.
Oh,
manusia begitu pintar, dia memiliki 4 gelar, sehingga peduli dia harus melupakan apa yang dia miliki dan belajar untuk mengetahui Kristus itu benar. Anda harus merendahkan diri Anda dan menjauh dari apapun dari diri ini, dan Anda belajar Kristus melalui kerendahan hati, percaya kepada dia. Di waktu
sendiri,
apa yang saya katakan di sini pada mulanya, apa yang saya ucapkan di sini,
menerima
jalan yang telah disediakan Allah di akhir zaman. Masing-masing dari orang-orang ini, di waktu sepanjang Alkitab, sepanjang alam, kita melihat Allah tidak mengambil pohon hari ini dan
mengubahnya dengan yang lain.
Dia tetap dengan maksudnya.
And each one of these men we talk about in the Bible, God stayed right on his course
with
them, exactly by his word. Not a one of them, but what was exactly on his word.
All through the Bible,
exactly on his word. Then when you say, well, I'm exactly on his word, then he vindicates that to be the truth.
Now,
he's still on course tonight.
Dia masih dalam tugasnya.
If we'll just believe it,
kalau kita akan percaya, mari kita melakukannya. Mari kita tundukkan kepala kita.
Now, just as reverent as you can be for a moment.
Hormatlah sebisa Anda mungkin.
God provided
Allah
way
that
he might bring the believers to rapturing faith.
Yang akan membawa orang percaya kepada iman pengangkatan. Allah, jalannya Allah.
Is provided way.
Jalannya yang telah disediakan.
Believers
to membawa orang percaya kepada iman pengangkatan.
Before I make the altar,
sebelum saya membuat panggilan altar,
I'd like to say this.
Saya mau mengatakan ini.
I feel led.
Saya merasa dipimpin untuk melakukan ini.
Is there sick people?
Apakah ada orang sakit di rumah ini?
Raise up your hand.
Angkat tangan Anda.
I'm going to ask you.
Saya akan mohon kepada Anda, tolong tenanglah, diamlah sebentar.
We'll be out in 5 more minutes.
Nah, kita akan keluar dalam 5 menit lagi.
I see. Yeah,
Anda
disturbing
sekarang
somebody. I've got the whole thing under control of the Holy Spirit. I must have it in order to do.
Saya harus.
God made the promise.
Allah
it wasn't
janji.
Me, it was him that made the promise.
Dia yang membuat janji.
Now,
sekarang,
as far as I know, there's some people
tahu,
here that I know.
Ada beberapa orang di sini
there's
yang saya tahu.
I do not know.
Ada beberapa orang yang tidak saya kenal.
I can actually see about,
saya dapat melihat,
I suppose about 4 people that I know.
4 orang yang saya kenal.
And one of them is
Brother
William Sherry, Brother
Rose.
I know
Rose.
That. And Mother Sherritt is sitting over at the door. I'm, of course, I know her. Here's Sister William sitting here. I know her. And this lady sitting right here, about two rows in front of me here, she works at a dry goods store and is a friend to the family. I don't know her name. But I believe she's a member of Brother Outlaw's church. I think that's right. And then I see Brother Dow. Sister Dow from Ohio sitting here. I heard Brother Sothman way back there somewhere say amen. I watched. That's about all that I see and know in here. How many of you that's sick and knows that I do not know you, raise up your hands. Knows I know nothing about you, raise up your
hands. Right?
You just have faith now and believe. Now, if I have told you the truth, God is obligated
Allah
to vindicate that word to be
itu,
is that right?
Firman itu sebagai kebenaran.
That's right.
Benar?
Now, that will be the provided way then, according to what I've said tonight. That's God's provided way to tell you this is the truth.
Allah.
Because anybody knows that it's totally impossible.
Bahwa ini mutlak mustahil.
It'd be a miracle that science cannot explain.
Yang tidak
you can't explain a miracle.
Anda
it's beyond explaining. And if God should speak in here tonight to one person that would know that I was a stranger to them and tell them what they've done or what they ought not have done or what they will do or what they ought to do or something, it's like Jesus did when he was here on earth. He made himself known to the public that that was a Messiah sign. How many knows that? Say amen. And the church believes it.
Maka gereja
that's the only way the people he did
cara.
That they, the woman touched the hem of his garment.
Nah,
he turned around and said, "Who touched
me?"
Physically, he didn't feel her, but it was her faith that did it. Now you can have that kind of faith.
Nah, anda bisa memiliki
if you will just pray and say, "Lord Jesus, take away every doubt from me. Take away my doubt and let me believe this." I'm desperately in need. And I'm coming tonight for the Bible says that Jesus Christ is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Did you know this sign, this miracle has not been done in history since the death of the last apostle? That's right.
Nah,
I've just come through all the history books that I know of.
Buku-buku sejarah yang saya tahu.
The Book of the Martyrs. I come through the pre-Nicene Fathers, the Nicene Council, and post-Nicene. I come through all those books. Not one place have I seen it in the history of Martin Luther, John Wesley, the first revival, the Welsh revival. They've been crying, shouting, praising God, finally dropped into speaking in tongues, and then this was supposed to be the last sign. Last thing that Sodom saw before she
heard.
And remember, he didn't reveal it to Sodom. He revealed it to Abraham, the chosen and elected. And the gift is not going to the worldly churches out here, if you notice, it's going to the elected church. That's the one that's being benefited by it. If it be done out there, they'd say the same thing they did when he performed it. He is Beelzebub, a fortune teller. And anybody knows about fortune teller knows that's a crazy thing to even say. They don't know the first principle of telepathy or fortune telling. That's a work of the devil. Trying to copy the work of God. God shows a problem. The devil has a meaning.
Dan iblis punya seorang perantara.
The two are pretty close together. Jesus said it's almost fully elected, if possible.
Menyesatkan orang pilihan sekiranya mungkin.
It's true. We got lots of impersonations. He said, as Jambres and Jambres withstood Moses, so will these men of corrupt mind reprobates concerning the truth.
Menentang kebenaran.
But their folly will be found
tapi kebenaran mereka akan diberitahukan.
Now, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Anak Allah,
I take this audience
aku
under my control
mengambil
by the Holy Spirit.
Ini dalam kendali saya.
By the Holy Spirit in
oleh
the name of Jesus Christ.
Dalam nama Yesus Kristus.
I asked you,
saya minta kepada anda,
as believers, don't you move,
saya,
set still.
Jangan bergerak, tetaplah
and you believe
dan anda
that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever, and I'm here to make known his works and his ways.
Memberitahukan pekerjaan-pekerjaannya dan jalan-jalannya.
I've been very reluctant on these things. The 15, 16 years have been on the field. But there's an hour coming now and
datang ketika sesuatu akan terjadi.
The message will go
pesan
to
akan pergi ke bangsa yang lain.
Another people.
Orang yang lain.
But while we are
tapi
in the
sementara
presence
kita ada di hadirat dari makhluk yang kudus.
The church in America,
gereja di Amerika,
I believe,
saya percaya sudah hampir dipanggil.
She's finished.
Dia telah selesai.
She's washed. She's ready.
Dia sudah dibasuh.
The real church.
Gereja yang sejati.
Hypocrisy still remains on with the true church, was a true church to begin with. The born again, the predestinated, the call of God. If you believe with all your heart, I ask you to pray and say, Lord Jesus, in your heart, let me touch your garment. And how will I know that you're still the same high priest? Speak to me through the lips of Brother Branham. If he's told me the truth, which I believe he has, be sure to mention that in your prayer. Because he told me if you get the people to believe you, that's the only thing. He couldn't do many mighty works because they didn't believe him. Don't believe me as him, but believe that he sent me. And I'm here to manifest him. He proved that he was. May God help me to prove that he is. Raised from the dead. The Messiah. Same yesterday, today, and forever. And I just be in prayer. I'm watching and waiting. Just pray. And if the Lord will grant it and will prove to you that this is the end time sign, will you walk in the light? Will you believe Him? Have faith in Him? He's no respecter of persons. Just have faith all along everywhere. Now, while you have your heads
back,
I'm thanking the Lord.
Saya bersyukur kepada Tuhan.
Here is that light.
Disinilah terang itu
that you see in the
yang
picture.
Anda lihat dalam gambar itu.
He's right here
di sini,
in this room
di ruangan ini sekarang.
And I see it right by the side of a woman who's sitting to my right.
Sisi seorang wanita yang ada di sebelah kanan saya.
She's praying for
a son. Dia sedang berdoa bagi seorang anak yang dalam masalah.
Just don't doubt.
Jangan bimbang.
Have faith.
Milikilah iman.
To my left there is a
di
woman.
Di kiri saya ada seorang wanita.
And she's scared.
Dan dia ketakutan.
She's afraid
dia
that she's got
dia
cancer.
Kanker.
She's very much
dia
shook up about it.
Karena itu.
I hope she don't.
Saya harap dia tidak melewatkan itu.
A woman has tried for a long time
waktu
to press her way in.
Jalannya.
She's afraid.
Dia takut.
She isn't from here.
Dia tidak berasal dari sini.
She comes from another city.
Kota yang lain.
And the city is a smaller city in this, though it may sound from here. It's by the side of a mountain.
Itu ada di
it's Tucson.
Itulah Tucson.
The lady's name
nama
is Mrs. Back.
Nyonya Back.
You believe?
Anda percaya?
Will you accept your healing?
Maukah Anda menerima kesembuhan Anda?
All right.
Baiklah.
Don't be scared
jangan
of it no
takut
more.
Lagi akan hal itu.
Your faith makes
iman
you whole.
Anda menyembuhkan Anda.
A lady by the name
seorang
of Mrs. Hershey.
Nama Nyonya
don't
Pesci.
Forget.
Jangan lupa.
God can prove that
Allah dapat membuktikan bahwa Anda itu.
If you believe with all your heart.
Kalau Anda percaya dengan selamat Anda.
Don't doubt.
Jangan ragu.
Have faith.
Miliki iman.
Believe.
Percaya.
A lady sitting over here on the side.
Duduk sini yang dari sebelah kanan.
Am I right? She's suffering with a heart trouble.
Jantung,
her name is Mrs.
Cloud.
Do you believe with all your heart, accept your healing? Almighty God will make you well. Will you believe it?
Akan membuahkan sembuh. Anda percaya?
You believe with all your heart.
Anda percaya dengan segala hati Anda.
A lady way back
seorang
here,
wanita di belakang sini,
to my right, in the right hand row, dark dress on.
Saya, memakai pakaian gelap.
This is Yates. Believe with all your
yes.
heart, your back trouble
percaya
will go from
anda,
you.
Maka punggung Anda akan,
oh my.
Masalah punggung Anda akan pergi dari
you
Anda.
You love him?
Anda mengasihi dia?
You believe him?
Anda percaya dia?
Is he the same yesterday,
sama,
today, and forever?
Sampai selamanya?
Now. If
nah,
he proves that and you see that it's right and those people are bare record I've never seen them in my life but look now if you will take my word for what I'm saying if you will believe with all your heart and lay your hands on one another you'll be healed if you just believe it with all your heart it's a sign of the end time now put your hands over on one another you just pray for each other. If you're a sinner, confess your sins. If you're a backslider, confess that you're wrong. If you're sick, confess that you want to be healed and say, I believe you, God. Now, The Bible never said just the prayers of William Branham will do this. But he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Do you believe that? Now, how many times, how long have I been with you, Phoenix? This is about 17 years I've been coming here. Have you ever seen it proved wrong one time? Has it always been just exactly the way the Holy Spirit spoke it? To the thousands times, thousands and to the multitudes of times, how many times around the world, all nations and kindreds, tongues and people, it's Jesus Christ, not your brother, and I'm quoting His word to you. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now lay your hands on somebody and pray for them. Don't you? Don't pray for yourself now, because they are praying for you. You pray for them. And now let's bow our heads in the august presence of Jesus Christ, who proves Himself to be among us. Now He's your God, the same as He's my God. Now you pray the way you do in your church. Pray for that person that's got their hands on you. You pray back for them. And believe on God. Confess your sins. Say them wrong, Lord. I've been a doubter. I've been a Lord. I'm believing right now that you're going to heal me. Heal this person, Lord. Heal this woman. Heal this man. Heal this woman. Heal a baby. Heal a young girl. Oh, Lord, God, creator of heaven and earth. How can we sit here, Lord? This ought to bring a rapture in faith, a power of God that would sweep this whole audience off into higher heights and the glory of God. Let the devil that's had these people bound turn them loose upon the promise of God that I believe in, upon the Bible that I teach, upon the God who proves that it is the Bible, Allah yang membuktikan bahwa itu adalah kitab, yang membuktikan bahwa Dia adalah Allah dari akhir ini. Setelah 2000 tahun, Dia masih hidup di antara kami. Bangkitkan dari yang kematian yang sama kemarin, hari ini, dan selamanya. Di atas dasar dari pencurahan darahnya dan makhluk yang hidup, aku menantang iblis dengan segala roh yang tidak berdaya akan sakit dan penyakit. Lepaskan orang-orang ini dalam nama Yesus Kristus. Keluarlah dari mereka sehingga mereka dapat pergi dengan bebas. Lepaskan orang berdosa itu. Lepaskan orang mutlak itu. Lepaskan orang yang sakit itu atau penderita itu. Aku klaim kesembuhan mereka, keselamatan mereka dalam nama Yesus Kristus, Anak Allah. Tinggalkan mereka. Engkau roh yang jahat dan najis, yang kotor, yang ragu dan bimbang, yang ada berita ini dari kawan orang ini dalam nama Yesus Kristus.
Amen.
I believe.
Saya percaya.
I believe that the prayer of faith has been prayed.
Bahwa doa iman telah didoakan.
I want you to do something now.
Saya ingin Anda melakukan sesuatu sekarang.
Tepat
di mana Anda berada? Tepat di pikiran Anda.
Right here on this seat. This night, when I stood and heard the word,
saya berdiri mendengarkan firman,
vindicated
melihat Allah membuktikan firman-Nya, membuktikan bahwa benar, doa iman telah didoakan untuk saya. Kalau iblis pernah mencoba untuk mengatakan kepada saya bahwa sakit atau berbuat salah, aku akan membawa kembali ke
yang
ini. Aku telah selamatkan dari sakit, aku selamatkan dari dosa saya. Aku adalah Allah.
Cater to the devil's lies anymore. I am God's free servant. Amen.
Dustanya iblis lagi. Aku adalah hambanya Allah yang benar. Maafkan melakukannya. Katakan amin.
Angkat
tangan Anda. Saya katakan amin. Saya percaya itu. Amin. Amin.
To me that settles it.
Bagi saya itu sudah beres. Pekerjaan sudah selesai. Itu sudah berakhir. Allah berkata demikian.
Bagaimana
dia
dapat melakukan sesuatu
lain selain membuktikan firman-Nya?
Dia membuktikan
kepada saya, dia akan membuktikan kepada Anda. Percaya itu?
Mari
kita berdiri sambil kita memuji Dia. Memuji Dia dan amin. Baiklah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Terima kasih Tuhan Yesus.
We love you.
Kami
praise you.
Kami
we
accept
these things.
Kami hal
we believe that you
kami
do it for us now.
Kami
you're
kami
our
sekarang.
Savior.
You're
our
kami.
Healer.
Kami.
And we love you, Father.
Kami
blessed be the name of the Lord forevermore.
Tuhan
receive
selamanya.
These people, Lord.
Terima
and let them
Tuhan.
Be thy servants from now.
Jadi hamba-Mu dari sekarang. Dalam nama Yesus.
God bless you.
Tuhan berkati Anda.